Welcome to the Quantum News Daily Brief. Here are today's top stories in quantum technology. A team led by Kazumi K. Sora has developed Lean Quantum, a Lean 4 library that formalizes quantum information theory, enabling machine-checkable proofs. The library establishes a basis-independent framework for finite-dimensional quantum mechanics, compatible with MathLib, and includes interfaces for states, channels, tensor products, and key representations like Choi and Krauss. As a demonstration, the team formalized the data processing inequality for the sandwiched Renyi relative entropy, leveraging variational formulas, tensor product compatibility, and Haar measures. This work also completes the formalization of the generalized quantum Stein's lemma. Next story, a team led by Laura S. Herzog, Gilad Kishani, Robert Willey, and Austin Fowler has introduced a pipe diagram framework for the triangular color code on a 6.6.6 lattice, extending lattice surgery compilation techniques beyond the surface code. The approach establishes a correspondence with ZX diagrams, enabling distance-independent constructions of color code pipe diagrams, explicit correlation surfaces, stabilizers, and syndrome extraction circuits. This framework supports both macroscopic space-time optimization of logical operations and microscopic compilation into executable circuits, demonstrating compact space-time embeddings leveraging the color code's geometry. Next story, Sebastian Zayach of Archive has resolved a key open question in quantum kinematics by demonstrating that the choice of a Hermitian inner product in a qubit spin space selects a future time-like axis, breaking Lorentz symmetry down to SU(2). This structural choice, made before probability assignment, defines the time direction without external space-time. The Born rule then measures this axis as energy, with frame-dependent probabilities rescaling under boosts like a Doppler shift. The work precisely locates the symmetry-breaking step using classical ingredients, clarifying the emergence of time from internal qubit degrees of freedom. Next story, PAI, a full-stack quantum computing company based in Bengaluru, has open-sourced its quantum SDK, providing a Python-based toolkit for building, simulating, and deploying quantum algorithms. The SDK enables direct access to PAI's 8-qubit and 25-qubit quantum systems via PAI Cloud, supporting local prototyping with state vector and density matrix simulators. Designed for developers, researchers, and institutions, it accelerates quantum software development across fields like finance, chemistry, and AI, while fostering education through coursework, hackathons, and training programs. Early adopters can join PAI's academic and innovation network for preferential cloud access. Next story, philosophers Jenan Ishmael and Hugh Price have authored the introduction to Tractatus Quanticum, a reworked version of Wittgenstein's Tractatus that incorporates quantum mechanics. Submitted to Archive on July 5, 2026, the paper frames this adaptation as a philosophical exploration of quantum theory's implications for language, logic, and reality. The original Tractatus featured an introduction by Bertrand Russell. Here, Ishmael and Price assume that role, presenting a conceptual bridge between classical philosophy and modern quantum thought. The work falls under quantum physics and the history and philosophy of physics, emphasizing interdisciplinary dialogue. That's your Quantum News Daily Brief. Stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.